Did it take a long time to shear the sheep every year?
Well, when everybody was in the sheep, it was down here at the big corral they had built down here by Hurricane called Goose. And all the sheep in the country come in there to shear in the spring. And they had about 20 shearers there. And they had clippers. In the power plant that run the clippers, electricity generated power.
That sounds like the fast way to do it.
They ship. Sometimes they shear over a million sheep there in the spring.
Ooh, that's a lot.
But before that,
there was only sheep in this country once they about killed it.
Now you said, tell me a little bit with when you were building your house, some of the things that you had to do. How did you saw the wood and things like that?
We just hand sawed them.
Just hand sawed. What did you place the wood on to do that?
That's all horses.
All horses.
Yeah.
And when you nail things into a wall, you have to use a
hammer.
Okay. Now you mentioned that you had a pickup truck. Is that usually what you would go around down to the fields in, things like that?
I had so many uses for a pickup truck, I couldn't even make it.
Okay.
And the biggest trial I had in my life was when I sold my last pickup truck.
What did you use before you got the pickup? How did you manage?
I can't remember. I didn't have anything I needed it for.
Well, I'm thinking when you were a young man at home.
Did you have to like use horse and wagon, things like that when you were growing up too?
Well, yeah. Time we come along doing any farming, we had to pick up trucks. Mm-hmm.
Joe, you used to trade work with Conrad D.
Oh yeah, they trade work a lot.
And he had the
father was a carpenter. That's one thing we've done a lot around here, so I guess is trade work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you done any hunting? Do you do any hunting?
Well, not for a long time.
A long time. Can you tell me some of the things that you did though, and can you remember a story, a particular story, sometime when you went hunting?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember anything very exciting.
Joe,
sorry.
I did go deer hunting quite a bit.
Okay.
The day you got your new glasses.
Oh yeah, that was bad. I had to get glasses, and I got glasses, and the next day went out hunting with bifocals. Went out hunting at 6-inch set up shots, and fell in every bush, and stumbled over every rock.
when you go hunting?
I've never been hunting since.
What kind of guns do you use when you go hunting?
Oh, rifles, it's 30-30 caliber, generally.
Okay.
30-06.
And what? I know you don't call bullets. You don't put bullets into rifles. But what are they called? What do you?
Shells.
Shells or what else?
That's about all.
Can you think of another name for a shell?
Sure.
It's ammunition.
I'm not really sure what. Maybe I'll just do this. I know this has something to do with the shell.
Huh?
That one there.
Cartridge.
Cartridge, yeah. Okay.
Well, is a shell and a cartridge the same
thing?
Are they? Okay, I wondered. Okay, now you said you had pigs and cows and horses. What are some of the other farm animals that you have?
And animals?
Mm-hmm. And what did you keep them in?
What did what?
Oh, it looks like you have.
I'm sorry,
looks like your company's here. Yes. Okay. Now we were just talking about some of the farm animals you had. What did you keep them in? Like the pigs and.
The pigs, the. Mm-hmm. Oh, you used to always have shelters, barns. Mm-hmm.